Do you want to welcome them back this time?
Bye.
That's how you're doing the intro?
Oh, we're doing the intro? Okay.
Well, like, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Join us today. Welcome back to Behind the Cage.
We're blessed. We're all blessed with this new episode of 2 weeks in a row.
We are so blessed to be here. 2 weeks strong. Look at us go. What are we doing? I was trying to have you say welcome back to Behind the Cage, but like you weren't really getting what I was saying. So instead I led us off with a prayer or the conclusion of a prayer. But hey.
Dude, that's really good. Now I feel so much more religious, I guess.
Yeah. Stay blessed, everybody. Hope everyone's having a blessed day during this COVID era. Fuck yeah. Dude, you're back playing again. You took a good two to 3 weeks off from puck?
Yeah. Yeah, from some stick and puck boys, eh?
But I can only imagine that's why you guys lost, is because you guys had to quarantine for like three. Well, I think they did too, didn't they?
Well, no, not Lowell. Lowell played, I think.
They played.
Yeah, but well, I don't know if that was the reason. even though we've been practicing for four months almost, it's still like only fourth game in the season, so you can't really. Like, you know, last year we started really slow too. So,
God awful.
I know. Hopefully it gets better from now on.
Yeah, we started pretty terrible last year. Like, really, really bad. So, there's still hope for you guys. Although, it is already the second half.
Yeah. I don't know which half we are in, but, like, it's the worst part is there's not too many games that we can just, like, take these games off, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's only basically a few games left. Well, I hope at least like 10, 15 more to come back and have a season.
Yeah, that's rough. But it's almost like a bye year in so many ways for a lot of people. It's like doesn't even count. Is there even playoffs?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's really hard mentally to prepare yourself for playing eight games. Like, what does those eight games really do to you? Well, like if there were eight games, I don't know how many games we're gonna play. Hopefully over 20, which was planned in the beginning. But I mean, how can I have a bye year if I was coming into the season as a senior trying to prove myself, right? So
yeah,
it really sucks to like think that way, because I want to go pros, you know, and this season, even if it's like 10, 15, 20 games, like I still want to prove myself. But at the same time, I know that, you know, there's a lot of lack of motivation and all of those other things in the way that it's really hard to like get yourself to, you know, push harder every day.
Yeah, that was pretty positive of you. It was a negative statement of me. I apologize. That was a real cold statement of me.
Because you came at me. You just fucking came at me. Sucks. But yeah. But that's reality. That's reality. And we have to face it one way or another.
Yeah, it's weird. But that's how it's going. But I hope you guys pick it up. You know, I'm coming up soon. We're going to film some gold and do some in-person podcasts too. So people can look forward to that. Pretty exciting. I don't know if you noticed, but I posted a TikTok of us, our press conference video. It was extra footage. So we actually filmed 35 minutes of footage when we did that, and I had to try to clip
only
it down.
Only 35?
Only?
Dude, I thought it was like, more than an hour. No.
That's 35 is
It felt like it though.
Yeah, but like with a sketch, you have to get it down because there's short attention spans. So I'm trying to get it down below 5 minutes in like storyline. So I have like a bunch of extra footage of bits, and I posted one yesterday, and I'm gonna play it like to the audience right now.
each of you notched 5 minutes and 34 seconds of playing time tonight.
Give or take.
Or take it or leave it.
Take it
It's 5 minutes is a long way. Exactly.
It's not a marathon. It's
20 seconds on, 10 minutes off, dude.
Hard work beats talent when talent...
You miss 100% of shots.
Of course.
That you take with
Of course.
Or that I take with my backhand.
Wayne Gretzky scored a lot of goals.
With a forehand.
With his forehand.
So it's at 86,000 views now. We're kind of TikTok sensations. Dude, we're sensations.
You see, we're sensations, but for some reason, somewhere in that TikTok, my tag got lost. I don't know if it's your problem or TikTok took it out, you know. I'm not sure. But unfortunately, I'm just like looking at that TikTok. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm so cool. And then I'm like, where's my tag, dude?
Yeah, that's on me. But listen, it could be worse. So I was actually in a viral TikTok. I don't know if you knew that. Did you see that?
No.
I was in a viral TikTok. I have a friend named Garrison Dunn. He does like pretty boy TikToks. He like winks and smiles at the camera and shit. He's like, like licks his lips and all that. And he posted a TikTok when we were in Minnesota. You may have seen like the start of it and just like clicked by because it was everywhere. Hold on.
Right.
I'm going to turn it to you for a sec and see if you can you see this. And disappear right after the song. So give me the night to show you and hold you. Don't leave me out if you take the long. Don't make up your mind. The kid. Dude, 4 million views.
The kid. Wow.
4 million views and I didn't get a tag. So,
wow.
And some could argue that I made that video.
Yeah, exactly. No, like it's probably 500,000, I would say, at least are your fans, and another half are people that really like you, which are also your fans, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, dude, you definitely made the TikTok.
But yeah, it's so I know the feeling in a larger extent, and that's my apologies for not tagging you. That's totally my bad.
No, as long as we stay below 200 views, I'm fine with that. But if it's like a million views, you know, it's kind of upsetting a little bit. But at the same time, like it doesn't matter because I'm not really doing TikTok. So
that is true. You don't really talk much for me. Actually at all. You don't talk at all.
Yeah.
But also the good part is your name tag is in front of you. So people know who you are. Edwards Trailmax.
True. No, true. But I feel like I wish there was a Instagram tag on there, eh?
Yeah.
Imagine if there was an Instagram tag.
That'd be cool.
I feel like maybe that would be a little bit easier to get some people to, you know, check me out. So
that's true. TikTok is weird like that, and you can't edit captions, which is stupid as fuck. Like, you need to be able to edit the caption because of example, you forget to tag someone. It's bullshit.
Dude, speaking of TikToks, did I show you the TikTok that I danced alone by myself for Corvette Corvette?
You should have posted.
You know what? Yeah.
But that was some good dancing. That was some good ass dancing.
It took me good 10 tries to get it right. But yes, I did. And it was, I don't know, it was one of those days I was feeling, I'm not a great dancer really, but I was kind of feeling it. And one of my teammates, who's a freshman, took out his phone and started basically, he was on TikTok. And I was like, hey, film me doing Corvette Corvette. And then he started filming me and I only knew like first two moves, I think. And then I looked up all the other moves, learned it probably in like 20, 30 minutes. And here I am, not viral, just to myself, keeping to myself.
Yeah, well, you could have been viral, man, especially because TikTok loves dancing.
Dude, true. Maybe I should start smiling more, you know, like having those winking at the camera. Yeah, winking at the camera and stuff like that. No, definitely 100%.
Shaking your ass, doing the WAP. That's what the guys do, man, and they go viral. Yeah. Let's actually, you know what? This is a great time to dive into TikTok. Because it actually pisses me off. Let's vent about TikTok.
Yeah.
It fucking... So there's so many people on there with like 100, 200, 300,000 followers, and essentially it's meaningless.
Yeah.
And it's so confusing because like it translates over to like no Instagram followers. There's no translation of an actual fan. It's like, oh, they're hot. I'm going to follow them. And that pisses me off. And then it also, there's these trends where I think they kind of died out, but it was my least favorite thing is that people lip sync someone else's comedy sketch and then go viral for it because they lip synced someone else's creative idea. How does that work?
No, the worst part is stupid. Like lip syncing is a little bit like I understand the concept because obviously that's what TikTok really is, but I hate when someone comes up with an actual idea as a joke, like a good joke idea, and other people just remake it and try to go viral on it. And like, dude, sometimes I scroll through TikTok and I can see exactly the same idea in three different videos. And it sucks. You know what I mean? Yep. And the guy probably who made it wasn't even that viral. And the other guys are just like in a 2-3 million. So, but dude, again, like, how easy it is to get views on TikTok if you go like viral, basically. It's like legit, like
it's weird.
Like look at the TikToks. You got, I don't know, on average probably, okay, let's say let's not count like your viral TikToks. I would say probably like 7,000-8,000 views a clip, probably, right? Maybe even 10.
Yeah.
On average. And dude, that's 10 fast views. 10,000 people have seen you. Like it's like 2 alpha arenas or like one big arena kind of thing, you know?
I know, it's kind of wild.
And we don't,
but it's too much.
Yeah, true. It is.
Where it's like it there's too many people getting views. It's like meaningless. It's like meaningless to get 10,000 views on TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think.
No, 100%. I agree with you. So that's why a lot of people actually try to repost their TikToks on Instagram or do
Reels.
You know what I noticed? Yeah, the videos. When they post, not the videos, but it's like a video that's longer than a minute, I guess. That video. And it actually shows on Discovery page a lot, which I never noticed.
IGTV?
Yeah, IGTV. So like a lot of people go IGTV and repost it, and that's what they do. But I don't know. I guess TikTok isn't really. I like watching it, but like, I don't know if I would ever be able to really commit myself to doing TikToks, unless it was just for myself and my friends to laugh at, as opposed to go viral. I would rather go viral in YouTube than TikTok. You know?
Yeah, I typically just repost stuff from YouTube on there because, like, I don't know, TikTok just promotes copyright. It promotes, like, plagiarism, which they tell you not to do your whole life. But then you go to TikTok and they're like, fuck it. Copy everything. Copy someone's fucking dance, their skit, their sketch, everything you want. And you can get famous for it.
No, but also, silly. Did you notice that TikTok actually went down a little bit? I think a week or two weeks ago, they actually came up finally with some restrictions about like making jokes about like all these sensitive topics. So it's just...
Which makes it worse.
Yeah, it makes it worse because it's like you don't see these like really funny jokes, even though those are like... It's like comedian jokes, you know? I mean, those are dark jokes, but it's like kind of funny. And that's what I like to sometimes scroll through and see and laugh at, you know? And now it's getting softer again. And not even like, I'm not talking about like really bad topics. I'm talking about like regular topics that like everyone is like, every comedian jokes are about, you know? So, that kind of went off. And now the only thing that is left is skits and dances. There's no more comedies, almost. You know?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's a tough time for like a stand-up comic too. It's getting harder and harder for them to make jokes. You're like not allowed to make fun of anything anymore. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, 100%. That's why. Have you seen Andrew Schulz, the new Netflix special?
Is he the kid, the dude that was just on Impulsive?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't see it yet, but I know who he is.
He's my favorite comedian. He's been for fucking like two or three months, years, I would say. And I actually started watching him when because I was going on these comedy YouTube pages and stuff. So that's how I followed him and stuff. And the last Netflix special he made, it was really, what was it called? Controversial. Because
edgy,
because he made, like, he basically made jokes about the darkest subjects in 2020, and it was insane. Not only 2020, but like all around the I guess like past 5-10 years, and he, there's four parts, 50 minutes each part, and he, dude, it's insane, because in 50 minutes he basically says around like 100 jokes, and like you have to, like, you don't have you don't have time to laugh, because he like says something and he keeps going right away. It's I guess that's his concept, but yeah, it's like, I guess he was getting so much hate from everybody about it, and I guess Netflix, well, Netflix paid him a lot of money, but they also told him that if he gets in trouble because of some of these jokes, that he's on his own. Like, Netflix is not going to help him with lawyers. Like, he'll have to have his own lawyer and stuff.
It's so annoying. Because it's like, it's good to make fun of serious shit, because it gives people like a break from it in a way, and like a humorous aspect to it.
Yeah, just, no.
I feel like it eases serious situations. It's good to joke about stuff.
No, yeah, like, exactly.
You just have to realize it's a joke, you know, not get butthurt about it. They're almost the people that they're making fun of.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's what. That's why I kind of like. I am so into all these serious situations, and I would do everything to help anybody. But you still need to make a little joke out of it, just to, you know, make the situation a little brighter, I guess, right? So, as long as there's no hate, because in jokes, when someone says a joke, there's no hate. There's a joke behind it. And when an actual guy complains about a serious topic and saying like, okay, this is like, I don't know, like, I don't even want to bring any of those topics up, but when an actual guy puts hate towards those topics, that's when you're like, okay, this guy is this and that, you know?
Yeah. I actually have a I have a sketch idea I've told you about, like, rookie initiation in 2021 now. As I was writing, like, the jokes down, I was like, fuck, I might have to sit there before the video and be like, just so everyone's clear, like, I don't promote hazing or rookie initiation. I'm simply making a joke about, like, the soft world. And I feel like people would still, there are still going to be people who take offense to it.
Well, there's always people that take offense to it. Even if you put a disclaimer and saying, hey, like, if you are really sensitive about these job topics for no reason, for, like, legit no reason, then just don't watch it. Because, like, this is, like, first of all, no one does hazing. Like, you have to go really out of your way to do hazing. Like, rookie initiation is more of, like, nobody ever tells you have to do something, you know? It's more of like, you make fun out of it. You make a little like reality show basically, or something out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why it's really fun to have these rookie initiations, just to like, and like, that's why you see, like, again, rookie initiation is a really close word to hazing. but it's not nearly as close. Like, if you would say rookie initiation back in like 2010, everyone would be like, oh, it's so cool, like blah, blah, blah. Now, if you say rookie initiation, everyone's like, oh my God, it's hazing. You're making him do this and that. Yeah. And that's why I really hate about all of the this like softness of the world kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, because it's linked to hazing now. If you say rookie initiation, they just assume that you're just like fucking torturing rookies.
Yeah.
Instead, it's more of like you're welcoming the new guys to the team. It's like initiation, like come on, like it's like a sense. It's just like a party where everyone is like, all right, we're all on the same team now. It's everyone like celebrating versus what it used to be. But
yeah. No, what you basically get to know them is what you're doing, and you're welcome to the team. And it's not only like I think even in like back home in workplaces, like if you're new to work, you have some kind of initiation. So or like you're getting welcome to any new place, you have an initiation, and I think like. I guess a rookie also is what plays a big part. That you say rookie initiation.
Yeah.
Because rookies,
like putting them in a group.
Yeah, putting in a group, and like obviously in this world, it might seem a little bit bad, you know.
Yeah, but hey, we'll get through it. Just lighten up, everyone. Lighten up on the jokes. But okay. Speaking of, what'd you say?
No, never mind.
I was shitting on like softness and TikTok in general, but I actually didn't tell you. I briefly joined a TikTok house.
Really?
Yeah. So the same guy that I was talking about that was in his viral video, he just hit me up a couple weeks ago. He's like, yo, I got asked to join like a TikTok house. I'm like, oh, cool. Sounds like fucking sick. There's like 4,000 of them. And he was like, you want me to put a word in for you? I'm like, yeah, I don't think I fit the mold of a guy in a TikTok house. I'm not out there like smiling and doing all pretty boy bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'll just send him your stuff anyways. And so he's like, yeah, dude, he loved it. He said you're in. Then he just adds me into this group chat on Snap. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess I'm in a TikTok house. And they're all like, oh, we gotta plan out an Airbnb weekend and do some sick content. I'm like sending in a photo of like doing a profile thing. I'm on this Instagram account. It was becoming realistic. And then it all went downhill. This actually could be like my beef of the week. I had a Snapchat fight.
Actually?
Like, yeah, it felt like... It felt like those old days when you go on like Facebook fights, you just beef the fuck out of it in comment sections, but it was on Snapchat. It was sick. This kid who started it, Brandon, his name is like Brandon something.
Don't even say his last name.
Yeah, I won't expose him, but he...
No, it's not, you're not exposing him, you're actually giving him views. If you
promoting him. Yeah. So there's red flags right away with this guy. And I told G-Son right away, I'm like, there's some red flags. This guy's shady. So the red flags is he has 19,000 Instagram followers, but zero posts. And he follows 7,000 people. So I'm like, this guy clearly is buying followers or like paying someone to follow and unfollow all day long type thing. It's very evident that he's doing that. Flag number one. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I only have everyone in this chat is like, there's a bunch of people in this chat. Like one kid had over a million followers on TikTok. Some of them are like 300K, some 200K, some 100K, like some under lower than me, but it was just all more than him. So he had barely 1,000. He's like, yeah, my account got deleted before I had 150K. So I'm like, dude, no, he didn't. He's lying. You wouldn't. Your account got deleted, 150K, that's bullshit. So I know this guy is a fucking shady fuck. People starting to realize it. And then they're like leaving the chat. And he starts like going like, why are you everyone leaving the chat? And no one's saying anything. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to leave this guy in the blue. I just got to tell him what's up. So I'm like, nobody trusts you because you're shady and like they're not sure of your intention because it's pretty clear that you're just like clout chasing, trying to get these people with a lot of followers in a chat and use them to get fame. And he's like, dude, what? I had 150K on my last one, all this bull. He starts like freaking out. So I was like, okay, a good start would be show us a screenshot of your old TikTok that has 150,000 followers and maybe someone will believe a word you're saying. And he's like, oh, what, dude, it's deleted. How am I going to screenshot it? I'm like, dude, everyone takes a screenshot of their TikTok at some point. And I said something along the lines like, I know when you hit 100K, you were fucking like, fully torqued or something along those lines. I said, and I was like, you were fully torqued when you got 100K and took a screenshot of it and posted everywhere, like 100K. He's like, dude, no. And then he's like, oh, like I got a new phone too. None of my photos transferred over, all this bullshit. And then some other kid goes, wait, what? He told me that he had 500K on his last account, blows up. Everyone knows he's a fraud. And then he started calling me names on the talk. Or no, on Snapchat. And I'm like, he's like calling me a bitch for talking shit or something. I'm like, dude, I'm not talking shit. I'm truth talking. You're just mad you got exposed. Private messaged me. And I was just like, I left it at, I'll see you around with a little winky face and a fingers crossed. You got the message. But if I ever run into Brandon, might have to
how did he get in the chat though?
He started this. He started DMing a bunch of people, and then the more people that got in with like high followers made it feel like that guy like, oh, so-and-so's in there with 300K. I'll join too. And then the rest of the people all left the chat and like joined a different Snapchat group without him. And I'm still in that, but it's not looking very likely as if like it will ever amount to anything. But hey, I could be wrong. But I did briefly join a TikTok house, and that's my story. I was a TikToker for a second.
Dude, that's funny. I didn't know that. But no, congrats. I wish it was a real house. And
hey, thank you.
Wait, did you keep in touch with any of those kids or no?
Kind of. We're in a separate chat. There was a kid in there who I briefly talked with. And exchange follows. He has over 1 million on TikTok. He makes some like funny videos, shows some personality on there. It's good. But there's some kids that seem pretty cool. I don't know. Maybe I'll meet up with them at some point. You could come if you start dancing.
I should start dancing or smiling. I feel like I could be good at it. I don't know. We'll see.
You could.
Yeah. Could. No, because I was about to ask, was Charlie in that TikTok house or no?
No, she couldn't make it. Yeah. Yeah, she couldn't. She had other prior engagements. Commitments. Prior commitments. That's the word I'm looking for.
That's what Brandon told you.
Brandon said that. He was like, yeah, I'm talking to... Dude, he was so full of shit. He was like, guys, talking to people in the hype house... getting some tips on this, blah blah blah. He was so full of shit, dude. It was so funny. Then he got exposed. Anyways, hockey related. Have you been watching the fucking World Juniors?
Actually, I have a few games. Just when I had I watched all the big games like Canada, Russia, Finland, Sweden, and stuff like that. Dude, first of all, Team Canada is packed, dude. They have 20 first round picks. Yeah. How is that even possible? That's insane.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's like so crazy. And actually, me and Valley got in to a little discussion / argument, because we always do, but we were basically talking about what team would win. Would it be this year's Canadian U20 team or Finnish U22 team? And I said obviously it would be Canada. He said no, like Finnish U22 team is first of all they won it that year, I guess. which is kind of weird. At the same time, like, they don't really have too many big names in that team. They are all just like good players as opposed to like future stars, I guess. And then we've been like kind of asking everybody, but I honestly think this year's Canadian team is just, especially if you put all the players that I think one player was injured, Kirby Doc was injured from Team Canada, who was supposed to be next superstar as well, and I think somebody else. Alex Lafreniere, who's the first overall, he didn't make it because Rangers didn't let him. So like, if you put all these best players in U20, I don't think they would lose to finish U22 team. But that's just my
opinion. They seem pretty legit. I saw today that they haven't let up a even strength goal yet. That's some serious firepower.
That is, dude.
Apparently, Northeastern's goalie is Canada's goalie. I didn't even know
dude,
that.
How do Nealer's goalie? Like, wait, okay. Let's talk a little bit about Northeastern. Like, how does Northeastern have these like sick players? How do they recruit these really good players? Like, wouldn't you rather go to BCBU? Do they have better facilities? Because their fan base isn't that great, honestly. Well, I mean,
no,
I don't know, but like when we play there, it's never really packed. It's usually like our fans, like most of the students. Well, there's a lot of people in the student section, I guess, but other than that, like, it doesn't really look like, I don't know. Like, I think I would choose BCBU over Northeastern, but I don't know. You tell me.
No, I would too. Their fan section is terrible. Well, their fan section, I guess, has its moments, but their fans are terrible. No one goes to their games, really. Like, that playoff series, there was more Maine fans there, which is crazy. But I think... I don't know. I think it was those couple good years. Like, they had that however he pronounces it. He was like the first Northeastern guy to have like breakout year and be like a top guy. And then like Gaudette, Sakura, those guys. So they had a good rep and they just started recruiting a lot. I think it was like, you know, if BCBU takes a lot of... those top end guys who have the ton of hype, and then like the next wave is now looking at Northeastern too. This is interesting. Like Harvard as well, though. Harvard gets a lot of development team kids now too.
Well, that's understandable because obviously, like, you
because of the school,
You know, it's not in our. Interest, really. Like, we wouldn't really be like,
yeah, I chose a different option. I could have went there. Went to Harvard.
Exactly. But but no, like, Harvard obviously is a huge school if you are really good at school and stuff like that. But I don't know, man. It's just sometimes I just don't understand. Obviously, no, I'm 100% sure Northeastern is a great school and great. Well, first of all, it's also in Boston, so it's really cool.
It is cool
to be there and stuff. But at the same time, is Northeastern better than BCBU? I don't know. But at the same time, I guess Northeastern also is a little bit, age-wise, a little bit older. Not the school, but like players in the team are a little bit older because BCBU have these young talents. Where Northeastern have like also talents, but maybe like a little bit later bloomers and young talents.
That's true. Northeastern is actually a really good academic school. Like, it's hard to get into if you're not playing hockey. Like, for a non-athlete, it's actually hard to get into. It's a good school.
So how
location wise?
How's Neil going?
How's Neil there?
Yeah.
Hockey. Yeah. Because, Clearinghouse is Clearinghouse for them. like it's not Ivy. So it's like, it's not like he has to get some crazy fucking test score. They give scholarships and there's NCAA clearinghouse. And, but for a normal student, it's actually hard. It's hard to get in. It's location wise, just outside of it, there's some bad areas, but like it's in the city, whereas BC is not in the city. BC is like, what is it, Newton or something? Yeah. It's not in the city. It's
like BU is the best, probably. BU is probably the best one, right?
Yeah. I'd say so. That's a really cool spot. Yeah. They have that whole like strip there. I'm thinking like, Tees Pub, House of Blues, or not House of Blues, wherever that, whatever that concert spot is there. There's a whole spot, tons of bars and clubs, yeah. I think. So they got it good there and they're nasty at hockey typically. Although, did we fuck them up last year?
I think we did. Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah,
we did. Dude, I can't really remember. The only really bad loss that I remember was right before Ireland, my freshman year, when they smoked us 7-2.
To BU, yeah.
Yeah, to BU. But other than that, I can't remember.
Dude, we kind of gave it to them pretty good. That sounded so homosexual. But we also had our way with BC as well. BC and BU, we typically got the better of them.
Yeah, especially when we played at the Alphon.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle our style or something. They were too preppy, skilled, or too much of that.
They could handle our ice sheet. Our ice sheet is really really inconsistent with the passing stick handling.
Yeah. Dude, and we're a bunch of grizzled winter soldiers up there going to war, and they weren't ready for that.
Dude, that's exactly just what it is.
Not their style.
No, that's exactly what it is.
It's tough for them.
they come in like all this talent and try to like pass and stuff where we just dump and chase. And basically just hit. That's how we score goals. There was probably not goals that we actually like had empty net, like pass empty net or like backdoor plays. All the goals were just like grit.
It's never pretty. It's tip-ins. It's a lot of dump and chase, rebound goals. Yeah. Our power play goals are not even pretty, I don't think. Weren't pretty. As for to wrap up the World Juniors thing, do you have a prediction for the final? Because by the time this comes out, I think when is the final game?
It's actually, I think it's tonight, actually.
Is it happening like right now or just now? No.
No, I think it's happening in an hour or two. But I kind of want USA to win because they haven't won in a while, I think.
USA has given you a home too, man. It's your second home.
True. Exactly. So I can't really like cheer against USA, but unfortunately, like I think that Canada is gonna take it home just because how much talent it has on the team. But at the same time, talent doesn't mean much because we beat BC, BU. Last year and years before, so we'll see how that goes.
Damn right we did. I'd say it's one of those things where like Canada it wins like 9 out of 10 times probably, and it's like if USA
but not
wins
tonight.
Yeah, not
but
this
not
game
tonight.
Not tonight. The night USA skates with them. Dude, I'm gonna just go with predicting that USA upsets them. And if it backfires on me and they get fucking killed, that's on me. That's my bad. But I'm predicting USA wins. Don't even
hopefully,
know.
Hopefully. Yeah. I hope USA wins too. Also, you made a skit about like not tonight, the speech, right?
Yeah, I did a quarantine one. Herb Brooks in quarantine. Like it started off the video was called Hockey Players in Quarantine. And it started it off with like Herb Brooks quote, and then it ends with like sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey ultimate team the Soviets have. And then it like cuts to me playing Xbox. That's what I did.
All right. Yeah. That's what I remember. No, but I had an idea of you like doing the Brooks speech again and posting it on TikTok right before the game, and like I guess saying like what USA speech should look like before the game or something.
Yeah,
I think that would be funny.
Dude, also it would be kind of funny to do like a translation if I did one where it's like what Herb Brooks really meant during his speech, and it's like, no, like I'm gonna be honest with you guys, they're way better than you in every possible way. Like, you guys fucking suck.
Dude, that would be so funny. Please do it.
I gotta
please
do
it and post on your channel. That's so funny.
Yeah, I should definitely do that.
We can go to like some like locker room or something, and I can like film you like walk around. Yeah. And you're like, you look at Belly, and you're like, listen,
can't skate very well.
you're so bad. But guess what? There's always a chance.
You might get lucky tonight. I want you to believe that too. You know, sometimes you get lucky. Like, yes, I gotta do that.
Yeah, maybe. It's good, dude. No, that would definitely be so funny, because actually Veli was showing me also the basically translation of rap battle. So like rap battling and saying all those things. Yeah. And there's like a translation behind, and like they say like, yeah, like I want to have a sexual intercourse with your mom, like or something like that. And
yeah,
so funny.
That's classic. There could be definitely some other sketch ideas surrounding that, like speeches or different things, like what they really meant in it. There could be,
dude. Every potential. Speech, every fancy speech is a great like speech to make a mock it or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's very true. Some good ideas. Should we dive into 100%. our Q&A?
Yeah, let's dive into our Q&A.
Get some juicy stuff, the boys. They deserve it. They ask some questions. Also, before I start the Q&A, if you have questions and you didn't see the Instagram questionnaire, I think that's what it's called. First of all, go follow us on Instagram if you don't. It's kind of cold-hearted that you don't. But you can also ask questions in the comment section, and I will see them and we can answer them on the podcast. Now, let's dive in. No, I just clicked insights by accident. I meant archive. Okay. Some cues. I told them not to ask like the boring ass typical questions. Some of them did. But like starts
maybe
off,
they
start, what'd you say?
They didn't think it was boring. Didn't think that it was boring, probably. That's why.
Well, we talked about this on the last episode. About the same old questions that every podcast has. It's the same with these Q&As. There's always the people asking the same question. Like the first one was, where will you be playing next season? Like, oh, thank you for asking. Like, fucking, I've answered that question 7,000 times, and you can go watch the last podcast if you want the answer. What kind of sticks do we use? Tell them what kind of stick you use and what curve. Do you have grip, flex, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, so I use CCM, Jet Speed, FT3, 80s, actually 90 flex. But I don't think you can get 90 flex retail. You have to order Pro Stocks, because I think they go 85, 95.
Mm. That's true. It's well, yeah, CCM's 85.
Yeah, CCM's 85. And then I have... P92 of CCM, whichever that is. I think it's something I can't remember, but you can look at the what's his name, the sheet of that says like comparable
the stick, curves.
Yeah, the curve sheet that says comparable curves to each brand. So I'm using P92 of CCM, whatever that is called, and. Yeah, so I have like some special grip of Pro Stock that I chose when they came up, but I can't really tell what that is. But basic information is Jet Speed FT3, P92, and 90 Flex. So that's what it is. I don't use long blade, which I could have, but I'm not like fat blade, because I thought it will just add some extra weight onto it. But honestly, FD3 is, I think it's one of the lightest, if not the lightest stick in the market right now. So shit. I wish so
you,
I had.
You don't use the fat blade?
No, I don't.
You wish you did you say?
Yes, I think I wish I did, because that stick is so light that it just sometimes, like, I don't know. I think it's too light for me for some reason sometimes. So like when I stick handle, it's like I don't feel the blade as much because it's so light. But yep. I mean, I got used to it already a little bit. But yeah, I wish I had a little bit fatter blade, and also it's better for, you know, tipping pucks or winning face-offs or all these little True. Details.
I personally use Bauer. Well, because I don't have a season this year. I'm still using the 2S. I have some stock ones, and then I have some of the blue custom main ones left. The 2S, 87 flex, P88 curve. And we both keep our sticks shorter, huh? Eh?
Yep.
Little stick handling, snap it off. But mine's more stiff. My stick is more stiff than yours because I cut it as well, and it's an 87.
Yeah, so but
actually probably similar.
Well, but I don't quote me on that. But maybe your flex does go down, because for CCMs, Ritzy, who's our equipment manager, told me that if you. Because I usually order an extension, but my flex doesn't start from the extension. It actually starts from retail spot as opposed to all the way up. So like,
oh, so it gets whippier.
Yeah, so it gets whippier if my extension is up. But I still cut like a good 2 inches of my extension, and it stays around like 90, or actually maybe 87, 88. You know.
Yeah, solid. I haven't tried the new. I got a Bauer Supersonic in Minnesota, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And they have like the fat bottoms. It's not my curve, so I haven't tried it. But it's it's kind of weird, huh? They have that new fat rounded.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I'm gonna like it.
Yeah, I don't think I like it, honestly.
CCM's not doing that shit, are they?
No, thankfully not. I just,
yeah, Bauer, like, just got bored.
Dude, I don't want to feel like I'm holding a freaking, what is a round shape?
A cock?
Yeah. I don't want to hold my cock in my hand when I play hockey. You know? I want to do it after.
Throw it over the shoulder.
Yeah. So that's why, like, I want to feel like I hold an actual stick. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
You never know, because dicks come in all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
So there might be what are they? Not triangle, but freaking whatever they.
Pretty soon, people are just gonna be playing hockey with their cocks. They're just gonna fucking have the technology, like, whip it out, and it's like a extended penis stick, and just fucking ripping twine with it.
No, it's gonna be a technology where you can actually, like, the pro stock is gonna go so far that you can, like, actually choose your thickness of the stick. And they will, like, they'll choose the same one as their cock.
Yeah, circumference. You gotta pick the circumference.
Yeah.
They measure it in cock, like average, medium.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The shaft is a little, like, the shaft is a little skinnier at the top.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even include this into pop.
I don't know. Why not? If they're, like, it's... Like I always say, they're watching this deep. Who cares? Yeah, we got inappropriate. I think Bauer just got bored and rolled with that. But next question, actually, this dude had another question, Jared Wasil. I don't know why I said it like that. I don't know if he's fucking foreign or what, but worst rookie initiation that we had to do. I don't know if I don't think we did anything too bad.
No, like,
we never did anything bad. So next cues. What do you want to improve most in your game for next season? I'm Ethan 11 asked this question. What are you looking to improve most in, Ed?
Well, I think skating. Skating.
Skating.
Skating.
Oh, Blades of Glory quotes.
No, I think skating is the biggest thing that I need to improve on, and like it comes to my mind right away when anyone asks me about any question about improvements in even in my like I guess life in general. I want to be a better skater, and that means.
How do you improve your life? Skating.
Skating. No, that why I said general life is because like it starts with probably going to the gym, right? It starts with like actually getting stronger in your legs and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely skating, and probably maybe D-zone would be a good systematic play or whatever it's called to, you know, to just get better in D zone and block more shots for the boys, which I mean, I do, but I get to block more.
Be a shower guy. Fucking block some shots. Nice. For me, I'd say just, I think just keep smoothening out my game. Like, I've been doing a lot during this break is I've been working on my shot a lot, stick handling, creativity, stuff with my making different moves, just smoothening out everything in general. So if, you know, when the next level comes, I'm a better version of when I, you know, last set of season, and just more skilled, I think, just keep improving my skill level.
And I also think,
that's me.
Like with hands, speaking of like making them better, I feel like hands, you can always get better. Like even like if you think you have sick hands, you can get them sicker. Like there are so many moves in hockey that you could improve onto, you know, like you will never be so good at every single like move. So like you can always like find something to get better at in hand skating or anything. So like even like you don't think McDavid like works tries to even get even more better. Obviously he does, right? And I think he still has, I don't know, like 2, 3, 4 years until he hits his full potential. So like this guy is gonna be like Jesus on the ice.
Yeah, I don't know how much better that guy can get, to be honest with you. he's so high level.
True. True.
But no, I think what makes him that good is that he's always is trying to get better.
Yeah.
And he's just a freak. All right, we'll move to the next question. Bryce, no, that's a silly question. Okay, Maddie Alberti 35. Rate Teasballs 1 through 10. Have you had Teasballs?
Yes, I actually did. Did you?
No, so Teasball, we were trying to work out a sponsorship thing, an agreement. He hadn't made any Teasballs without peanuts or nuts, and obviously I'm allergic to those.
So
I haven't,
so you're saying
I haven't
zero.
Even tasted them.
So you're giving a good zero.
Until he presents me with a Teasball that is nut free, I give it a zero. It's just the way it is.
Well, me as a representative of all people without nut syndrome, I say I'll give him a 9.
Ooh.
And one, I'll leave one for improvements of making my friend making these balls without nuts so my friend can try them out.
Yeah. And for those who don't know what Tease Balls are, Matt Thiessen, the goalie, is he the starter now at Maine?
Yeah, he is.
So he's now the starter at Maine, and he was a freshman last year, my senior year, but he, great guy, real goofy personality, just happens to make a killer protein ball, apparently, I think is what they are, right? That's what he defines it as. And he calls them tease balls. The best balls you'll ever put in your mouth, he says.
Dude, that's, he put that on his, that's his slogan.
Yeah. He put that on his like school project for it. And yeah. She was like, no, you have to change this. That's fucking great. Bryce Scarlett, 1-7, or yeah, 1-7. What is our most memorable encounters at development camps? I think that's, is that like meeting, like a specific, like most memorable encounter, like running into someone? I feel like for me would be either Luongo or Yager. Probably Yager. He was just there one time and he was like packing up his stuff, leaving the rink when we got there. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's Yamir. He's a ledge. So yeah, that's probably my most memorable encounter. But potentially even Sean Thornton though, because that guy was a legend in Boston. That guy was a fucking killer. And I actually chatted with him at the airport on the way there once. And he was just obviously a legend in Boston. So those are some memorable encounters. How about you?
Well, I met my last development camp. I met Erik Karlsson right before he signed a huge deal with San Jose. But other than that, like at that time they weren't really anything special. I mean, like let's say like I practiced and played against and with like people like Brock Besser, Troy Stetcher, then obviously in Senators camp it was what's his name? Played for BU.
Kachuk?
Yeah, Kachuk. Also, I scored on Thatcher Demko in my Vancouver camp.
Ooh.
Not a big deal. Yeah,
whiffed humble brag. Yeah.
Whiffed on my shot, but I mean, it kind of looked like it went, that's what I wanted. And yeah, so basically these like talents that are... Now like Brock Besser is probably top six best player there, right?
He's killing it, dude. He does really well.
Yeah, so like all these guys, it's really great to see and compare yourself to them because you basically look at them and you're like, yeah, I really do suck.
Besser's actually I don't even know how, but he's actually good friends with the on the bench guys.
Oh, really?
Because
he's from Vancouver. Not from Vancouver. Well, he plays for Vancouver. It's
Minnesota.
He's from Minnesota.
They're in Minnesota a lot. And I think they just linked up sometime. They haven't collabed with him yet, which they should. But, they were like, yeah, we were hanging with Brock. Like, he's a good buddy of ours. I'm pretty close with him. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's good at hockey, so.
Yeah, true.
It's nice. He's skilled.
He's skilled and his shot, dude, like his shot is maybe Brady and him, I can't even tell who has a better shot, but like it's so fast. It's like, I would say not maybe the technique is not as great as Matthews, but his shot is 100% like stronger and faster, like faster and stronger, yeah. What the fuck did you say? But yeah, like his
faster shot, and stronger.
Faster and stronger. He has more power into also his shot.
Stronger and faster. Yes.
where like Matthews more like pulls and shoots kind of thing, and like has these like really cool techniques to like shoot under people like Besser. Dude, his shot is so fast, like you can't even track it.
Fires it.
Yeah.
Peter High 3-4. What is your dream lineup? I don't even know what this means. Is this like all time players? If we could throw like five guys in a lineup, what is it? You think? Is that? I don't even know.
I think it's
me,
you, Veli, Jack, Quinlivan, and
yep, Tark.
Tark. Yeah, no, but Tark is a ref though.
Well, he's gonna ref the game. Yeah. That's a good lineup to me.
Yeah.
Zach Sataras says, are there any actor friends coming on? I'm going to answer this one. I recently met an actor friend. His name's Luke Shelton. He's from Minnesota, and yeah, we might have him on. Thank you for your question, Zach Sataras. Zach Sataras is Moose, the kid that was in the video, in my videos there, that Moose kid.
Oh, really? He has the name too?
Yeah. Yeah, he actually has a real name. Yeah, it's weird. I know.
That's weird, dude. He's Moose to me. There's no way I will ever call him Zach.
He looks like a moose. Yeah. He looks like a moose.
Dude, he should be the first person with a name Moose. Like an actual name Moose.
I know. I know. They should just legally change it at this point. Advice from ice.hockey. Advice for a different role in a new team. Well, I don't know. Everyone says always that cliche, like you have to embrace your role, which personally for me, I think it's important to play the role you're in the best you can, but also not to be like complacent in a lower role if you believe you should be higher. Like, don't have like a bad attitude and just call it a day because you're in a lower role, but also don't, you know, do that the best you can, but also keep in mind, don't stop pushing for the higher role just because you're in a different lower role than you're used to. That's my advice. Do you have advice on that?
Can you read the question again?
He says advice for a different role on a new team. So he's going to a new team and he's getting put in a different role.
Well, I don't know. It's just like use the best parts of your game, like keep your best parts of your game and try to, I guess, adjust to this new role you're in. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you have to, like, you know, lose something from what you do best, you know? Like, if for example, you were in the first line and now you're in the fourth line, yes, it's a different role. You probably have to grind a little bit more, but you can still use your skill, get better at your skill and stuff like that to just complete your game overall. And I think sometimes it's even a good thing to do, just to, you know, go through like to understand what the fourth line is, what is the first line, like what they expect from you and stuff like that. Because if you play, if you play in all those situations, it like makes you more complete as a player, and it actually teaches you different things. Because maybe if you are the first line, or maybe you, you don't grind as much, but maybe that's what you need, and that's why people like coaches put you in the fourth line to really like embrace that grinding and dumping pucks and playing hard is what you should, you know, master, I guess.
Fuck yeah. Some good advice there. We're pretty natural advice givers. Could do like a Patreon where people pay like $10 a month for us to give them advice.
Yeah, I can give rich. I can give a good 30-second advice. Or OnlyFans behind the cage.
Yeah, we'll be their mentors. Yeah, we'll be their mentors. Dude, we could do like a Patreon thing where we're just answering everyone's questions if we get this thing big enough. We'll do a couple more and then save the rest for another time because it's getting to that point where it could probably wrap up. Someone asked me why didn't I go back to Maine for my grad year, Nick the goalie. I just want to clear this up because I feel like he's asked me this before, or like I've gotten this question a few times. Like, I didn't go back to Maine for my grad year because I hate fucking school and I played my 4 years of eligibility. Pretty simple as that. Let's move on then. okay, Nate. This is a good question, we'll say. Actually, this could be a whole podcast idea. Balancing time with school, hockey, and everything else being a student-athlete. Should we just do that as a whole podcast topic one day?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, let's save that. Here's one.
I mean, also, hockey. There's not much to talk about, especially for us. Like, well, what are we balancing in school? We balance only last 2 weeks until the school ends.
Yeah. How do we balance it? We pour it all into the end and it weighs it all down that end. Yeah. It's a good balance.
And then we don't sleep.
That's how we
and
do
then
it.
And then we don't sleep for like 4 days because we have to do so many assignments.
Yeah.
But we sacrifice something.
I do two whole classes on the flight to Vegas and two on the way back. Fucking right. High-end hockey asked, how many cans of beans do we go through in a week? Are you still on a beans kick? Or are you kind of simmered down on your beans?
I did settle down a little bit. Well, not a little bit, but I actually haven't bought a can of... And it's probably also because, like, you're not next to me. You're not the one to be like, right. Hey, let's go get some beans, you know? Let's go some...
Yeah, you want to eat some beans?
Yeah. You want to eat some beans? You want to get some... beans, you want to get weird, you know, like that's just like you're not here anymore, and I always either forget to get beans or I've been slacking on beans, but guess what, I'm going grocery shopping after this podcast and I'll get some beans.
And what are you gonna get? Beans, baby.
Beans, baby.
We went through a serious bean phase last year. It's actually funny thinking back to it how often we were eating beans. It was insane.
It was our snack, our lunch, our dinner, you name it, we had.
Dude, I would literally eat beans for lunch. I would do like a huge bowl of beans and just eat it for lunch. That was fucking good times, man. Good memories. Right now, I'm not on as big of a bean kick as I was then. I might have them... You know what? Fucking once a day now. No, probably like once a week. I'll probably have a can a week, or if that. Right now, I'm not on as big of a phase. I mean, they're still playing a huge role in my life, obviously. And I just started my bean reviews too on my blog, so they're gonna be making a comeback. I'll be on my bean phase again. But yeah, that's that. It's been a good like hour of pod. What do you have? I think we should probably kind of start wrapping her. Yeah,
100%.
Do you have any ending remarks that you would like to say?
Well, thanks for watching, and yes. We'll try to bring our first guest next podcast, right?
Yeah, I'll start texting. Maybe Trav. Maybe we'll get Trav for
Oilers. Maybe we'll get Trav. Dude, we have so many people on the way. I don't even know where to start. Like, what's the best best freaking order to start, right? Because there's so many people that could be so interesting. So
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Like, the messages of people I get to get on the pod is insane, dude. Every time I wake up, my phone is dying of notifications. Everyone's like, hey, I want to be on the pod. You know, like McDavid texted me and stuff, relax, bud. Like,
yeah, seriously. Like Wayne texted me. I was like, dude, chill. Like, we'll schedule you in, you know?
Yeah. Fucked, Mario was like,
yeah.
Hey, bud, what's up? Like, mind if I jump in? I'm like, I don't, but guess like there's orders. Like, you know, like Trav is a little bit, you know, next level. You know, like nobody really cares about you anymore. Like, How many YouTube subscribers do you have? Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Are you even relevant anymore?
Yeah. Who even seriously. Are you? Dude? I don't even know you. But what's also kind of messed up. This generation of hockey, I would say like 2002s or 2000, like maybe even guys that play in World Juniors. No, they probably still know. But like in next 2 or 3 years. Dude, people probably, hockey players won't probably know who Wayne Gretzky is or who Mario Lemieux is. Like,
I would hope that's not the case. Yeah, though, they're pretty well known as like the GOATs, you know?
No, 100%. But like, I was looking, let's talk about TikTok again. I was looking at this person and she was born like 2002 and she was like, songs that were popular but like I don't know or I don't recognize, and those songs were all from my childhood, like the best songs ever, like the most popular songs ever. I'm like, how do you not know this song? And imagine those
people. I saw that.
And those people just don't recognize those songs. And especially, and that's what are going to happen with these legends. Hopefully not in the next like 5-10 years. But dude, soon enough it's going to be like, yeah, dude, I don't even know who Mario Lemieux is. Because you know what's also funny? I was watching Trevor Zegras interview, and it was actually, I don't know if it was embarrassing or not, but our interviewer after the game asked him like, hey, you have like 15 points, like, and you're passing like Schneider or somebody like from USA as the most points in a single tournament. Like, what did you learn from them or something? And he said, oh, I don't recall these guys. Imagine.
That's baffling.
And that's baffling. I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like, he could have like made something up. He's like, yeah, I don't recall any of these guys. Imagine. He said that, dude.
It's ignorant. Yeah, it's ignorant. Disrespectful.
I mean, I can't remember who it was, but like if they said, okay, Schneider, like, would you be able to say like what did you got from him as a player or something, or what
Schneider?
Yeah,
Schneider. Corey Schneider.
Yeah, Corey Schneider. Like, I don't know. Like, if I would.
Did he play with him?
No.
That's just a weird question, though.
Yes, because it was about setting records of four juniors, and like he's like on a way to like surpass these like legends, basically. Like Patty Kane, like, didn't score as many points in World Juniors and stuff. And then, and then he said, like, these guys, like, had, like, I don't know, 18 points, for example. And what did you take away from them? Like, because they were, like, these legends. And he's like, yeah, I don't recall these guys.
What the fuck? Yeah. Like, Forsberg, Peter Forsberg had, like, 40 points.
Well, it was for United, like, USA team. But like still.
Gotcha. That's funny though. But yeah, that should wrap it up for Behind the Cage this week. Like we said, stay tuned for our guests. We'll have a guest next week. It's going to be exciting to be announced. And like I said, if you have questions, either comment them or I'll do another Q&A thing on Instagram. Go follow us. The Behind the Cage Instagram and our personals, which they'll be popping up on the screen the whole episode. Definitely do that. And it's been real. We're sticking to our word. We're fucking doing it. This is 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. Getting big.
But, so tune in every single week, and every single week is going to be a surprise, either guest or a surprise topic, secret topic.
Yes.
So
you never know.
Yeah, thanks guys for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.
All right. Thanks guys. Bye. Bye.